Acts chapter 18. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew by the name of Aquila, a Pontian by descent, who had just come from Italy, and Priscilla his wife, because Claudius had decreed that all the Jews must depart from Rome. And he went up to them, and since they were of the same trade, he remained with them and did some work, for they were tent makers by trade. And he was in discussion in the synagogue every Sabbath, and he tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. And when both Silas and Timothy had come down from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in spirit, and he testified solemnly to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. But since they took an opposing standpoint and blasphemed, he shook out his clothes and said to them, "Your blood be on your head, I am clear of responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." And moving on from there, he went to the house of a certain man by the name of Justus, who worshipped God, whose house abutted on the synagogue. But Crispus, the leader of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with the whole of his household, and many of the Corinthians heard and believed and were baptized. Then the Lord said to Paul through a vision at night, "Do not be afraid, but speak out, and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you so as to harm you, for I have many people in this city." And he remained there for a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. But while Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews unanimously rose up against Paul and led him to the court, saying, "This man is inciting men to worship God in a way contrary to the law." And as Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "Now, if it had been some wrongdoing or nefarious malpractice, O Jews, I would have accepted your charge as reasonable. But if it is a dispute about a word and names in your law, see to it yourselves, for I do not wish to be a judge of these things." And he dismissed them from the court. And all the Greeks took hold of Sosthenes, the leader of the synagogue, and beat him in the presence of the court. But none of these things was a matter for proceeding to Gallio. And Paul stayed on several days more. Then he bade farewell to the brothers and sailed away to Syria. And with him were Priscilla and Aquila, who had had his head shaved in Cenchreae, for he had made a vow. And he reached Ephesus, and left those there, while he himself went to the synagogue and had a discussion with the Jews. But when they asked him to stay with them longer, he did not assent, but he took his leave of them and said, "I must by all means keep the coming festival in Jerusalem, but I will come back to you again, God willing." And he set sail from Ephesus, and he landed at Caesarea, and he went up and greeted the church, and he came down to Antioch, and he spent some time there. Then he departed and crossed through, in sequence, the Galatian region and Phrygia, invigorating all the disciples. And a certain Jew by the name of Apollos, an Alexandrian by descent, an erudite man, being masterful in the scriptures, came down to Ephesus. He had been taught the way of the Lord verbally, and being fervent in the spirit, he spoke and taught the matters concerning the Lord accurately, although he only knew the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. And when Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained the way of God to him more accurately. And as he wished to cross over to Achaia, the brothers urged him on and wrote to the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he contributed much to those who had believed through grace. For he vigorously and thoroughly refuted the Jews, publicly demonstrating through the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus.